Of what sort?
Bacon and egg.
On your left side?
Thank you. Classic BLT, Canadian BLT with Canadian bacon. Okay. A Western sandwich with the omelet with green peppers, onions, and ham.
Oh, yummy. Yeah.
Breakfast wrap, two eggs, bacon, cheddar, cheese, lettuce, tomato, and mayo wrapped in a flour tortilla.
Okay.
A breakfast quesadilla, which is two eggs scrambled with bacon, onions, green peppers, and cheddar, cheese, and a flour tortilla.
Nice.
And that comes with home fries and chef's fresh fruit garnish.
And what is the difference between a wrap and a quesadilla, I may want to ask. I wonder.
what do you think, guys, like a drink? Do we have water on the table?
Water's fine for me for now, thanks.
Water's good. Okay.
Yeah. For the moment, I think. Thank you. So a wrap, so the quesadilla is flat.
Oh, yes, right.
Whereas
okay.
the wrap would be wrapped around. So it's
okay,
like
yep. Gotcha, thank you.
So Jean, what are you thinking? Shall we move on? There's pancakes and French toast. There's frittata, which is a baked omelet. And then there's soup and pasta and salads and more lunch sandwiches and pizza.
What kind of pasta have they got, Carrie?
Pasta. Let me see. They have... Oh, where's the pasta? it's anti...
Antipasto.
Oh, no, there is pasta. So there's a fettuccine alfredo with chicken.
Right.
Linguine limoncello, which is with lemon zest, garlic, olive oil, and fresh herbs. So you could have that tossed with shrimp or smoked salmon.
Nice.
Primavera, which is vegetables in a light olive oil and tomato sauce, spaghetti and meatballs. Linguine with seafood, shrimp, scallops, clam, and mussels, and tomato sauce. Gnocchi, which are those little
potato dumplings. Yep.
You can get them with the tomato sauce, rosé, alfredo, or pesto sauce.
Wow.
Oh, penne alla vienna, which is penne in a spicy tomato sauce with Palomata olives. Then you can get Italian sausage with that.
Oh.
Penne alla vodka, which is penne in a vodka rosé sauce, and you can add shrimp or salmon to it. Spaghetti carbonara, which is tossed in an alfredo sauce with pancetta bacon. Linguine con vongole, which is linguine with clams. And roasted garlic tossed in a parsley white sauce or tomato sauce. Penne bella, which is penne with sautéed mushrooms, pancetta, and caramelized onions in a rosé sauce.
Oh my word.
Fettuccine and shrimp diavolo, which is sautéed baby shrimp, mushrooms, green onions, and sun-dried tomato in a spicy tomato sauce.
Oh, nice.
And cannelloni, which is stuffed with spinach and ricotta cheese and topped with tomato basil sauce and mozzarella cheese.
And sorry to ask you to keep reading, but hear what the sandwiches are?
Sure. Tuscan sandwiches with prosciutto, tomato, and warm goat cheese. Mana ciabatta bun with garnish with fresh greens. Meatball sandwich, meatballs with sautéed onions and green peppers, smothered in a tomato basil sauce, and then topped with mozzarella cheese, and that's like a ciabatta bun. Vitello milanese, which is veal, topped with breaded veal, topped with red onions, tomato sauce, and mozzarella cheese.
Nice.
Also on ciabatta.
Oh.
Chicken parmesan. Chicken lightly breaded and fried, topped with mozzarella, tomato sauce, and roasted red peppers. Grilled chicken ciabatta, which is tender chicken, crisp bacon strips, cucumber, tomato, and basil mayonnaise on a ciabatta bun. Grilled Mediterranean vegetable ciabatta, which is roasted red peppers, grilled zucchini, artichoke hearts, red onion rings, sun-dried tomatoes, and goat cheese. A portobello mushroom wrap with portobello mushrooms, roasted red peppers, and goat cheese with baby spinach. Nono's panino, which is with soprasata, which is a type of sausage.
Yeah.
Provolone cheese, caramelized onions, roasted red peppers, topped with balsamic reduction on a toasted baguette.
Ooh.
So, Jean, got sandwiches, pasta, and breakfast sandwiches. Did you want to look at? Did you want to hear about the frittata, the omelet, or the eggs Benedict, or
no? I'll probably go with the sandwich.
Okay. Have you heard all the sandwich selections to your liking?
Yeah, I'm trying to pick out what I want.
Me too. I'm trying to decide between the veal and the Nono's panino.
Alright, they all sound good.
Yes.
The veal and the what?
Nono's
the
panino.
Nono's panino, which is that
grandfather's sandwich. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yes, you're my Italian translator.
I studied at university.
Yes, I remember you saying that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
That and Latin.
Which, that would be very complimentary.
Yes, I suppose in a manner of speaking, yeah.
Yeah.
Although it was not medieval Latin, it was classic Roman Latin. And they're actually very different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, interesting.
Because in traditional ancient Latin, the V is pronounced as a W, and the C is pronounced as a K rather than a CH.
Oh. And I just assumed that W didn't, because W doesn't exist in Latin languages, Italian or French or Spanish. And so I just assumed that W just didn't exist at all.
The sound did, just not the letter itself.
You're right. Absolutely.
Because
a separate letter.
And in Italian, if you say something like buongiorno, that you get the buon, the W sound in that too, even though it's spelled with a U.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the Vito Milanese, the Tello Melanie.
Oh, yeah.
The Red
Field. I'm thinking of that too. I still can't decide between that and the Panino. Oh no!
There's a huge selection.
Yes. Actually, Carrie, I am so sorry. Can I just ask to hear the pizza as well?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The pizza, they're good too.
Yeah.
The margarita, which is tomato sauce,
mozzarella cheese,
fiori latte, and basil. Canadese, which is the tomato sauce, mozzarella, pepperoni, mushrooms, and green peppers.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Benevento, basil, pesto, baby shrimp, bruschetta, although I guess it's bruschetta, isn't it?
Yes.
Mozzarella and feta cheese. Marco Polo, basil, pesto, grilled chicken, mozzarella, goat cheese, and sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh.
Tuscan vegetable, pesto, mozzarella, zucchini, roasted red peppers, artichoke, carrots, black olives, and feta cheese. Polo Diablo.
Ooh, spicy.
Tomato sauce.
Chicken,
tomato, red onions, hot banana peppers, mozzarella, and cheddar cheese. And the Napoli, which is pesto-based mozzarella cheese, chicken, caramelized onions, broccoli, roasted red peppers. Ooh, drizzled with balsamic reduction. That sounds really good. Actually.
Yes, it does. Oh, my goodness. Help.
Pizza is under the penny right here.
Oh.
Is that changing your mind?
Yeah.
The pizzas here are very good.
Well, I've never had the pizza. I might go with the pizza.
Okay, which one would you like?
The second one here?
Oh, the Canadian, the Canadese with the mozzarella, pepperoni, mushrooms, and green peppers?
Yes.
Absolutely. And they are really nice. They're good pizzas, they're really nice size, and you'll be able to have some to take home.
And what was the one with the shrimp, Carrie?
That was the Benevento.
Benevento, right.
That looks good too.
Benevento, okay. Right. I might go with that.
What is?
Napoli. That sounds good too, actually.
Although the Tuscan vegetable also.
I know! Too much! Help!